And now from the BBC News website. One, two, or three new councils for Oxfordshire. Oxfordshire councils are voting through rival plans for local government reorganisation. The government aims to make a decision by next summer, with elections to the new council, or possibly councils, in May 2027. But what are the three proposals being put forward, and how do they compare when it comes to costs and benefits to residents? The proposals have been put together after the government announced in December 2024 its intention to abolish Oxfordshire current two-tier system of councils. The county's existing councils have not been able to agree on a way forward, meaning the three different proposals will be submitted to the government by its deadline of November the 28th. The choice the government makes will boil down to whether there should be one, two, or three unitary authorities covering Oxfordshire. One unitary council. Oxfordshire County Council is backing the idea of having one unitary authority. It estimates the initial setup cost will be £21.9 million, and the change would generate savings of more than £63 million a year. The next choice is two unitary councils. Five councils have backed plans for two unitary councils across Oxfordshire and West Berkshire. There would be one authority to the north, that's the Oxfordshire and Shires Council, covering Charwell, Oxford City and West Oxfordshire. The second authority would be further south, called the Ridgeway Council, and cover South Oxfordshire, Vale of Whitehorse and West Berkshire. The transition cost is estimated at £30.4 million, with savings anticipated to reach £59.8 million a year. The next choice is three unitary councils. A proposal for three councils is being put forward by Oxford City Council. It would include a Greater Oxford Council, which would extend the city's boundaries out into the Greenbelt. Similar to the two unitary option, it would also include a Northern Oxfordshire Council covering the rest of Charwell and West Oxfordshire. Plus, there would be a Southern Ridgeway Council, including West Berkshire. The transition cost is estimated at £36.2 million, and it is anticipated that savings would reach £48.5 million annually after 5 years of operation. So what happens next? Once the three proposals are submitted, the government says a consultation could be launched in early 2026. This is likely to last until the local elections in May 2026. Government ministers will then decide, subject to parliamentary approval, if any of the proposals will be implemented with or without modification. It says it will take into account representation and consultation responses, with a final decision announced before summer 2026. That would allow for elections to the new unitary authority, or authorities, in May 2027. The new structure would then go live in April 2028.